WMFO Medford. All right. It is just about noon right now. My name is PJ. This is Galactic Fractures. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. And like was mentioned previously, don't really know what's going to happen with the schedule next week. Got the meeting tonight. I have had the Sunday afternoon slot, but usually I move by an hour or two in either direction. So stay tuned to the website. Check out when I'm going to move to. So that'll be coming soon. But today, I've got a great show. I've got a special guest DJ. It's going to do a set. It's going to be something kind of different for the show, too. He's going to be throwing down a nice jazz set, actually. His name is Andrew from rerelease.net. And he's got this label, Rerelease, that he just started. And he's actually been putting out some Boston-oriented jazz, too. So a couple of these tracks might be from the Boston area, actually. And they're all really good. You know, jazz isn't one of my real strong points. I don't know a lot about it, which is why I wanted to play this set and kind of broaden the scope of the show a bit. I hope everyone enjoys this. Give me a call, 617-627-3800. And I've listened to the set. It's really good. And Andrew comes through and talks about the tracks and about his label and everything. So I'll just let him take over right now. This is rerelease.net on Galactic Fractures, WMFO Medford. Yes.
Hey, this is Andrew, and I run a label called Rerelease, and you can find it online at www.rerelease.net. Now today for PJ's show, we're going to be doing something a little special. We're going to be playing some Rerelease.net artists. Some of them, I think this is the first time that they've really been played in the U.S. Some of them have gotten attention overseas from Giles Peterson and other DJs. So I'm going to go through and play a rerelease.net artist, and then two tracks kind of that artist makes me think of. We're going to start off with Ernie Cheatham, and he is a Boston, Massachusetts artist. He's still active, he's still around playing and making a living off of making music. And this is off of his self-released album called Thing. And the track title is Road Through the Wall. It's a very Miles Davis or Weather Report style track, really deep, a lot of electric piano, a lot of guitar, and a lot of breaks. So, hope you dig it. And again, all of the rerelease.net albums are available right now, or will be soon available at www.rerelease.net. So, enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you just heard Jorge Lopez Ruiz 5 off of his album De Prepo. In the background right now is a track by Barney Willen called Moshi off of his album by the same name. That's on the French Cerrada label, and that's on the 10 label out of Argentina. That's sort of another Miles Davis influenced thing. They have another track on there dedicated to Miroslav Vitas. Before that, Thomas Stenko Quintet, I'm told that's not how you pronounce it, but I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a track off of the album Purple Sun on the Kalig label, and starting the set off was Road Through the Wall Part 1 by Arnie Cheatham, a re-release.net artist, and that album is up for download in full at www.re-release.net. Next, another re-release artist, Elysian Spring. They got a lot of attention lately from a lot of Giles Peterson spins, and this is their track, Lotus. Thank you. And that was a track by Don Cherry entitled Utopia and Visions. That is off of the Organic Music Society LP, double LP actually, on the Swedish Caprice label. Before that, re-release.net artist Elysian Spring with the track titled Lotus. And now I'm actually really stoked. I just got this the other week. This is an album by Infinite Spirit Music called Live Without Fear. And this is the title track off of it. Really, really cool stuff. Innovative spiritual jazz from the Midwest. So give it a listen. Check it out. And that was Infinite Spirit Music, Live Without Fear. Now, in the background, a track by Babs Robert. This is a Belgian artist I actually don't know too much about, but he did this one album called Love Planet, and it's actually a male artist, but it's really cool stuff, really cool European jazz of the highest order. Next, re-release.net artist Festa, and this is going to delve a little bit more into the funky side of things. Now, one of the cool things about Festa is it was actually an album recorded by a postmaster general as a Christmas present one year for his friends and family. So literally just about nobody has heard this. And a couple of copies have gone on eBay, but other than that, there's really no other way to hear it other than going to www.rerelease.net and checking it out. You can also check out the MySpace page we have set up for rerelease.net, which is just rerelease, D-O-T-N-E-T, on MySpace. You can check out a lot of samples there, too. So stick around. Bye. That just about does it for re-release. So in the background right now, Harold McNair, an album of his called The Fence. This is a title track off of that album. Before that, Wagon Christ, a track called Flute, F-L-O-O-T. And starting off the set was Festa, re-release.net artist, with Bongo Lumbo. And if you're really on top of things, you can probably figure out why they called it Bongo. So check out www.rerelease.net for more cool jazz and other music. We're going to be coming out with some rock soon. New York City group The Dance. And they were just featured on New York Noise compilation. But we got the whole album, and that'll be coming out and hitting your virtual shelves probably in early October. So keep an eye on the website and let us know if you have anything that deserves to be reissued, because we're always on the lookout.